fact of the matter is, if you look at the numbers, I've never seen anything quite like this, honestly. If you go back to August the 16th, you would find that Joe Biden's approval numbers were north of 50% on the Real Clear Politics average of all the polls, right? Today, his unapprove numbers are just above 50%. It's a swing that is dramatic, but you look at what's happened in the last 5 weeks. The debacle in Afghanistan, the crisis at the southern border, problems with the pandemic, the economy not doing as well as it should. And today, Joe Biden's going to step in front of the United Nations, the most frightened people in the world, I'm telling you. Joe Biden's staff, right at this hour, they've got gallons of Pepto-Bismol. They're guzzling it right now, I can guarantee you. Tom Borelli. Joining me, Dr. Tom Borelli, a contributor at Newsmax and a conservative TV and radio commentator. Tom, good to have you.
Hey, Steve, great to be back. And first of all, congratulations on the interview yesterday with President Trump. Absolutely fantastic.
Well, thank you. It was a wide-ranging interview. For anybody that missed it, you can go to stevegruber.com. Thank you for mentioning that, Tom. I appreciate that. You can go to the podcast and listen. He also called into question the competence of maybe not Joe Biden so much, but certainly his staff. And his staff today, I mean, they've got to be the most frightened people in the world, Tom, in all fairness, because they never know what Joe Biden's going to say, or if he wanders off script, or if he says something goofy, or if he gets lost in the teleprompter. I mean, the two of them right now as we speak are on the floor in their living rooms in the fetal position, whimpering, just praying that nothing goes wrong today. I mean, it is dangerous, isn't it?
Well, it certainly is, Steve, and because they know, we know, and unfortunately the world knows that President Biden is not competent, he is not ready to execute the responsibilities of his job. And there was a news report somewhere recently where some people in the White House don't even want to listen, or they put their hands over their ears, essentially, so they don't have to hear what he says because they're afraid of what he's going to say. And it's really frightening for Americans that we have him in the White House because he's really not up for the job of President of the United States.
He's certainly not. And the problem is fewer people like Kamala Harris. It's the worst-rated vice presidency since Spiro Agnew was being, you know, accused of fraud. Honestly, he has the lowest rating of any vice president since Spiro Agnew. Mike Pence included, by the way, you know, because people tried to hate on Pence and tie him to Trump, but Kamala Harris lower rated. All right, so what happens with France? That's one of the things people are looking at. What happens with Afghanistan? What happens with the pandemic? What happens with climate change? What do you think he's going to talk about today?
Well, the last two words you said, I think, is what he's going to try to focus on. It would be climate change because it changes the debate. It flips the script from all his other disasters, and that's where Biden and the world are more or less aligned, unfortunately, in my view. Anyway, I think that's where he's going to go, and he's going to ignore all those other issues, and that's what I think the plan is. They're just going to keep focusing on climate change to distract everybody and try to distract the world from his disastrous leadership here. But, you know, your intro where you mentioned the flipping of poll numbers, I think, is most relevant. And you know, I discussed this the other day on Newsmax TV. And I think what's different here is Afghanistan is certainly a disaster, and so is the border. But what's different is, and the media can't ignore it, are the images. It's the videos that makes for really good TV. It's not like the Trusha fake Russia collusion, which you had to read hours and hours to try to figure out what's going on. Here you see pictures and videos of, remember that first video of hundreds of Afghans trying to catch up on, try to ride on that plane while it was taking off. And tragically, a couple got on and then fell off when it got at a higher altitude. We had the images of, you know, the aftermath of the suicide bomber. Now we have the images of our drone strike where it killed something like 7 children. It's the images that are, yeah, affecting the Americans. And the border is another example. If we didn't have that drone video, you would know what Del Rio, Texas was.
Right. Well, that's absolutely true. I want to go back to the drone strike. General Mark Milley called that a righteous strike. And about Mark Milley, if Bob Woodward is to be believed, and I'll leave that up to the people, then General Mark Milley was undermining the president of the United States, trying to take power for himself to say that nothing will happen unless I say it happens. And he went around the room during a secret meeting of the Pentagon to get allegiance from all the military leaders at the table. And if nobody came forward, they should all be dismissed. All of them should be dismissed. And it's crazy. And speaking of the military, and one other point that I'd like you to weigh in on, as many as one-third of all U.S. Navy SEALs say we're not going to get the vaccination, which means one-third of America's Navy SEALs will be out of work in 2 weeks. How silly is that?
Well, look, we're under Biden. It's total chaos. There's a lack of leadership, and we're seeing these voids, you know, fill the system, so to speak, and go into Milley. I mean, this is the problem. The bigger problem here is we have these bureaucrats that are they believe that they're the president. They're so filled with power and ego that they think that they can do anything. We saw that with former FBI Director James Comey. These guys have the cushiest jobs. They get paid a lot. They have people following them around. This is the problem. And most important, no one's held accountable. You can do anything, essentially, and no one is held accountable. You can't run a business. You can't run your life like that. But somehow government officials who are in the deep state, they get away with everything and anything.
Yeah, but when it comes to – here's something else. When it comes to these mandates, right, a guy I know well was in a relatively minor car accident here a week ago, was in the emergency room locally, spent 48 hours in the emergency room because they couldn't move him up to a bed. Not because there weren't beds available, because there's no staff available. Why? Because these hospitals are requiring vaccines, and a lot of nurses and support staff are saying, I'm not doing it. They're getting fired. We don't have enough healthcare workers today. They're fatigued. They're burned out from the pandemic. And then we're firing them because if they don't get the vaccine, we're throwing them out when we don't have enough staff to cover the needs of the communities. Another foolish thing, right or wrong.
Oh, absolutely. And I think going back to changing the script and changing the debate in the United States, I think that's one of the drivers why Biden went for the vaccine mandate. Remember, prior to this, he said it wouldn't even be constitutional, I believe. And they all were against it. They were also against mask mandates. But what they do know is that we live in such a polarized country. And if they throw that chum in the water, say, you must get a mandate, they know the immediate reaction from conservatives, from Republicans, and people who just trust their own minds and liberty, they're going to fight back. And hence, we have, you know, the discussion about the mandates, whether or not lawsuits here and there. But again, to your point, it's the little people who are getting hurt, the people who decide that they don't want to take the vaccine for whatever reason. It's their decision. It's their right. But now they're being punished. But ultimately, we're all going to be punished if we lose, I don't know what you say, a quarter of the Navy SEALs, if we're losing people who serve us in hospitals.
I mean, when you have
down the line.
When you have a hot LZ, when you've got something going on where you need the Navy SEALs and you're going to let a third of them go because they said no to the vaccine, that's insanity to find. I'll just leave it there, Tom. Tom Borelli, always appreciate you being here, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Steve.
Greatly appreciated. Dr. Tom Borelli, everybody. And we can take a quick break. We're going to talk about the big dive on Wall Street yesterday, down 900 points at one time, came back to about 600 points down. Does it mean anything big? We'll talk to Craig Stiles from Ameriprise about that straight ahead. Don't go anywhere.
In the 10. It's a new day with winning every day, plus some of the best entertainment in Michigan. Luke Bryan, Kid Rock, Keith Urban, Miranda Lambert, and so much more. Go to www.SoaringEagleCasino.com for all the details.
What are the steps to getting better? How do teams make the jump to the next level and become contenders? Those are good questions and ones that can be debated for a while. One thing that can be agreed upon is that in order for any team to get better, they will have to show they belong. And you do that by beating the playoff contenders. The Tigers have a winning record over teams that are playing above 500 ball. They have a winning record over current playoff teams. And the Tigers have shown they can beat those teams both at home and on the road. Perhaps the next step for the Tigers is to fare better in their division. Detroit has a losing record against each of the White Sox, Royals, Indians, and Twins. That must be rectified next season if the Tigers expect to make that next leap toward playoff contention. It can be done. but not without having a better record within the AL Central.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
Business owners know there's no substitute for experience. In Michigan, that means the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. The Michigan Chamber is always working to protect, connect, and strengthen Michigan companies. The Michigan Chamber is on the front lines every day, getting Michigan back to work. That's never been more important than it is today. The Michigan Chamber is dedicated to Michigan and the men and women that make it work here every single day. The time is now for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
This is the Steve Gruber Show, the fearless pursuit of truth.
The Steve Gruber Show is the fastest growing talk show in America, so thank you. Without you, none of this would be possible. The relentless pursuit of truth, common sense, and honest answers to the most important questions of the day isn't easy, but it's critical to our future. Find out more. SteveGruber.com.